The problem in Ethiopia is that the ethnic federal nations in the Ethiopian context are not interested in governing these ethno-federal regions, whether it's Amharic or Tigrayan or Oromia, or even Somali in the Ogaden region. They're not interested in having these regions as part of a whole. They are very interested in separatism. So, for example, in Ethiopia, you have the Ogaden region, where that area wants to secede and become a part of Somalia. And the Oromia, who are the largest group in the country, want to secede and make their own country. So ethno-federalism works when the sub-national units are interested in governing as sub-national entities within a contiguous whole, meaning within a state.
Stating the drawbacks of ethnic federalism in Ethiopia, Professor Monda points out the current ruling party of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has not taken appropriate measures to diffusing ethnic tensions in the country.
Firstly, the central government does not want to relinquish any kind of roles to devolved subnational units, the ethno-federal states, the subnational units. But secondly, those very subnational units do not want to be part of Ethiopia. And they want to break away and form their own countries. And we know whenever that happens, you're going to create a war because the central government's going to do all it can to keep the country together. So I think this is part of the reason why ethno-federalism has not worked in Ethiopia.
Another reason Monda gives for ethnic federalism not succeeding in Ethiopia has to do with democracy.
But I think lastly, we should not also forget the other reason ethno-federalism has not worked in Ethiopia is because Ethiopia doesn't have a history of democracy. Remember, there were many centuries under a monarchy. The king, the emperor, Haile Selassie, was overthrown in the 70s. And then you had a very brutal Marxist-Leninist dictatorship under Mengistu. And then after that, the country went through a really brutal civil war. So the legacy of democracy and development in institutions has just not been there. And I think this is another reason why ethno-federalism is really becoming a challenge to implement in Ethiopia.
In conclusion, Professor Monda says there are success stories regarding ethnic federalism around the globe. He mentions Switzerland, a small country in the center of Europe, known for its political stability. He says the society in Switzerland is multicultural in several aspects, with its citizens speaking German, French, and Italian. Another nation he mentions is Bosnia-Herzegovina. With its loose multinational federation, he says the country Serbs, Croats, and Bosnian Muslims live harmoniously under one roof.